salmon cooked salad salad, except elephant bees.
There is a wow. Miss Yeledes, I mean, there is a zacher seven. When you give birth to a zacher, there's something called tumas leida, 7 days, and the cave is going to be for 14 days. Now we paskin yevshel is machlekes whether it's possible to the kever open up without dam. We paskin yevshel pesikas like kever b'lay dam. Now no matter what, when it gets opened up, dam is going to come out. So fectitis increases in daf yud. What do you need a pasha of tumas zacher? Tell your tummy 7 days. Typically, any of your tummy because yevshel pesikas like kever b'lay dam. Baby came out. Something came out. Elamai, there was dam. So what do you need the pasha of tumas leida? Typically, it's just regular dam nidus because whenever there's a psichus like kever, dam is going to come out with it. So there was dam. And what's the chiddush of the kra of tumas leida? Not clear? Clear. And for Taisvis says that the malachadav is that you might think the mice of tumas zacher 7 days, tumas leida is 14 days. So tumas leida is 14 days, definitely is a chiddush, right? It's 14 days, not 7 days. Once is the parsha of tumas leida is 14 days, so you might, if you went to say anything about tumas zacher, you think that zacher also should be 14 days. We see that in the cave has more tyre, you have 66 days of tyre, zacher has less tyre, only 33 days of tyre. If you might think that should be 14 days also, therefore, kamash malon, that is dafka 7, and it's not going to be 14 days. And the chiddush is that dafka 7, if you want to say anything, you think it would be like in the cave, 14 days, kamash malon, dafka 7.
If you give birth to
you may
ziva,
it'll
be one day.
So another nafkamina, the city Tyra says that nafkamina is to give birth, and you may need this, you may ziva. So let's say on day three of, you may need this. So, Vidurai, so what do you need? You just have to wait another 4 days. We see during you may need this, not a problem. You have to wait to day, even though you're saying day seven, you go to the mikvah. So if it's just to be out, tumas nida, so it'll be day three, you have to wait 4 days, and you go to go. Kamash malan, that you're going to have to wait 7 days before you go to the mikvah. And that's the chiddush of the kra of. That's the chiddush lekra of tumas leida. So first you have the tumas leida 7 days or 14 days. After you have the meitayer that these day after zocher 33 days and the keva 66 days that the dam then is considered dam tayer and the dam over there is not going to metama. I think more has a discussion in nida whether hey. Whether it's Mayinach HaShtemayonis, the dam which comes during the Meitayr, and the dam which comes in the Zman Tumah, is that from Mayinachad, or is it Shteyamayonis? Somar says, what's Nafkamina? Nafkamina is if it's just flowing straight into it. If it's Mayinachad, we say it's just Hamshach. If it's Shteyamayonis, we say you switched over from the Dam Tar, Dam Tami Tahar, Dam Tar, depending on which situation you're going in. So the Slavin Shuvah is bothered by that, why don't we just check? Just to see what's going on. Is a mayinach shteyamayonis? So it's a metzias like a machlekesim. And why can't you just go in and check and see whether it's one mayin or it's going to be two mayonis? So the Seif and Shuvah says that. The what? What do you say? Okay, just if you ever. Well? What do you say? Yeah, dead guy. Do you know, do nituchei mesim, cut it up. And when you have a hetzef, they do tuchei mesim, here and there. So Chasam Sofer says avada, it's all one. It's not like two different tubes. Avada is going to be all one. It's all one area where it's coming from. The machlekes in the Gemara is the sibas adavar that it comes. This is like a whole different siba, which is causing it, or it's really this zelba dam, which the Torah was mentar. Or Pshad is a whole different Sibas HaDavar, and therefore that the same. So Mayanach holds the same dam, Tara, Tamesa, Tara, Tarasle. Shemayana Sol is like it's a different Sibas HaDavar why it comes, and that's going to be Machlikis, whether it's going to be one or two, and that's why you're not able to go ahead and doing it. Akabonami Midaraisa, the luck is that 33 is Shuva Kuf Nundala, I think it was. Midaraisa, the 33 days in Meitayr, 66 by Zachar, 60 days in Meitayr. The lach is that that dam is going to be tar, and you don't have to worry about it. The Shah is after Chumas of Zera, that we're machmer, that Afil Tivas Dam Kachardel, that whenever a lady sees, we have to be machmer to being the Nashimar Baki, between Nidus and Zivas, we say no matter what. When a lady sees, even if it's a Zman, which is Shabbat and Shabbitar, or Shabbi Nidus, the lach is you have to look at her as a Zava, and you have to wait Zayin Nikim. So the question is, after Chumash Zera, does it also Nichlal in the din also of Yemei Tayr? So Ramban says that it also would be Nichlal in Yemei Tayr. I, Yishmak and Lechalik, that Bishlam in a regular Nida and Ziva, the Bishad is the reason why the Machim is, we sort of Chumash, why you get mixed up? Yemei Nidas, Yemei Nachav Tesaiser, or we Rebbe Nishmashis, but Mashiach of Yemei Tayr, what could go wrong? Why should it be Bechal Chumash Zera? This dam is Tara, the Tara is Madrid, and why should they go ahead and be in Chumar? Which Enechlami, the Arsham Rishonim would say that Enechlami is no Shechis Chumz of Zer. Chumz of Zer was, and the regular lady you see, you get mixed up between what we saw, whether the Vard is, whether in the Soy story, you see Ben Ashmashes, and you get mixed up, Meshach and Aviyah, the Tara is Madrid, therefore there's no reason to go in and be Machmer. So the Arsham Rishonim would say, the Torah brings down, Enechlami, the new Chumz of Zer, and Enechlami, maybe it would be Mutter, even on Yemei Tara. The Rambam says, it's Tali Minagam Akimus. Some places were machmer not to be well in damtar, some places were not machmer, and some places make it, some places were machmer. Come on, the Ramban says that it is nichol chumis or zera. What mistake could you make? So one mistake you can make, he says, that it is not so clear exactly when the baby is considered born. It starts coming out b'ksasa kulaitz, and if it's mixes on one day and it's not nigger to the second day, so we can see if was a sevav zayin in terms of when the latest starts. So a person can get mixed up, and you think that you're in Yemei Tayra when you're in Yemei Toma. So therefore, being that there is oifun, I'm getting mixed up. Therefore, that's nichol chumis zera, and you have to be mach. Well, another case is if you have a suffix, you have a suffix, and you don't know whether it was a zacher and a keva. And you don't know what it was. So over there it says, if you have a suffix, you have to be machmer for nida, leida, for zacher, and a keva. And therefore a person can get all mixed up. And therefore it goes into the chumras Rav Zeira. Akopanim, the Ramah says that Amachoz v'ras afilu tis dam kechardol halacha maisa, if you see tibras dam kechardol during the Yemei Tayr, your tmeya, African rights dam tari, kafashan minig b'chol yisol she'ein b'yol on dam tar, that the minug kaisol is that we're not b'yol on dam tar, and therefore we're misakas it as a regular ria, and therefore the minig is to go ahead and be machmer. The Pesach Tshuva discusses, so that's a midrash that's tar. Elamai is a minug, we're noig lahachmer, and kind of spashin a minug. That we're not boiling down Torah. The question is whether you're able to make a bracha or not. So Pesach Tshuva brings down from the Tshuva Me'ava. Stop again on the bracha tefillah shal dam Torah. Kimi she'ni ala minug. Just like sukkah when I'm bracha ala rovah, kini ala minug neviyam. That he says maybe it's just stam a minug ba'alma, therefore maybe we shouldn't make a bracha. He says the Lashon Rama, which is dinei kishar dam l'chol dover. Mashmash Rama is that this dam has a din of dam the chol dover, the Mashmash Rama would be there. He does make a bracha. That sounds like the oifen a minig was, we misach as a full ria. He brought the suffix in front of his rebbe, the Nadi Yehuda. They were shak of a type in the Rafibia, they did not have a clear achra. There's some seifa brings down the Lamais, the minig Ashkenaz, like one who's making a bracha on halal. Yantav Sheni Shagolis, every Yantav Sheni Shagolis is Shagolis. What every Yantav Bizman is there? Every Yantav Sheni Shagolis also is just a minig ba'alma. It's a minig of a same b'idam. We know ba'atzim has nothing to do with this. It's not really Yantav. Elamai, what's Shani Yantav? Minig of a same b'idam. So why do I make Kiddush on Yantav? Why do I make Bracha Achilas Matzah on Yantav? Elamai, on a minig, we do make a bracha. Ki yesh bracha tvil damtar, inuchal meis rav mizah. And he wants to say that even that Chumash Rav Zeir also, if you remember, we saw Machlekes in the Rishonim. Chumash Rav Zeir, was that a minog or was that a takana? We said, what was the nafkamina? That remembers? If you make me mat, maybe you can make it, but the guy in the second one says it's only a minog, there was going to be makel, but makayim, peruvu, and so others say it's takana. On its side, that's a minog. We still make a bracha every single time on, even though it's only a minig. He says, therefore, we make a bracha on a minig. And therefore, he says that that you go ahead and you make a bracha. Now, this whole discussion, the Maisa, is a little bit, the Ramah if you don't want to make a deacon, the Ramah, dinik shai dam lechol davar, the Mashmois is that as dinik shai dam lechol davar, and therefore it's a full Riyah, and therefore you have to go ahead and be noig, and therefore you're able to make a bracha. So this gets into the shaila of Negeya. How many days on Dam Torah you have to go ahead and wait? Do you have to wait 5 days, or are you able to make it to go ahead and wait, and wait 4 days? We're gonna see in the next thing we learn by Dam Basulam. The halacha is you don't have to wait 5 days, you don't have to wait 4 days. And so the Chasam Sof has a tshuva discussing that maybe this Dam Torah should be more kal than Dam Basulam. Dam Basulam is maybe Din the Gemara over here. Dam Torah is minug, machlekes whether you have it, you don't have it, even though now we're not to do it, but it should be koshkin. Make on Dam Basulam, which is Medina the Gemara, koshkin, we should be make over here, they should not have to wait to 5 days, and 4 days should be enough. So the Chasam Sof, maybe the Chasam should be right, but the Ma'aseh of the Lashon Rama is dinoi k'riya l'chol davar. We done at the time l'chol davar, that we give it a full-fledged riya and full-fledged dinim, and therefore whatever dinim we have by regular dam, we have to give it over here, and therefore the Chasam Sof says that we're not going to be mikol over here, kape, being with staff to say that, you have to say that you only have to wait 4 days of koshkin from Dam Basulam, because the Ma'aseh of the Chilik of the minig was that we mesiachas it as dinik adam chol davar, and it's regular riyah, and therefore he says you're not able to go ahead and be make. The Shevlevi discusses, are we ever able to be make with dam tar? The Ma'aseh Midrash is not really tame, it's only a minig, we make a surah from. He says, not really. He says, the only half community is going to be if somebody was nichshal and you may dam tar in the Zman of Tar. He says that, number one, it's not needed deraisa, it's only needed darabanan. By Esed Darabanan B'Shegeg, he says a little more kalakopi. Some tshuva, number one. Number two, you do him first in the Shita and the Siva. The Siva says that his son is over Esed Darabanan B'Shegeg. What's going to be the halacha? So the Siva tells to, the Siva says in Chesh Mishra Reish Lama Dalet, that over there discusses an interesting case over there. Mechaber passes the halacha. We mentioned it, we spoke of this once. That if I sell you something and I'm a caterer and I sell you a meal, right? I end up, it was treif. You ate it. Do you have to pay me or not? So the mechaber passing is that if it's Isidur Raisa, I sold you, so then you don't have to pay me. But saying it's just Isidur Rabbanan, so then, even though you don't know, but it's Isidur Raisa, you don't have to pay. If it's Isidur Rabbanan, it's the mechaber, you have to pay. You know that case we mentioned once that there was somebody, there was a caterer who came in and, what? A caterer checked Friday night. He's making it was like a Rebbe Shashar Brach. It's too big, Hasidish, whatever. The caterer came and checked Friday night to check up on the chalant and tasted. He said, "There's not matim for a Rebbe Shashar Brach." Throughout the chalant, they made another whole chalant on Shabbos, and then they served the chalant and everything. And afterwards, they kept on what happened, and then they didn't want to go pay. So the shail is, are they mechuyev to pay or not? So the luck is, it's a deraisa, the luck is you don't have to pay. If it's just it's a darabanan, so then the luck is you have to go, if you only have it's a darabanan, then you have to pay. What's the chalak in the deraisa darabanan? So the Sim says it's famous tekel that yesh a chalak between a shaygig and deraisa, shaygig darabanan. If I do it's a deraisa with shaygig, see, over, I need shaygig. It's a darabanan, the whole isser is you didn't listen to the rabbis. If I didn't realize I wasn't listening to the rabbis, I meant to listen to the rabbis, it was just a mistake, so then that's not really the problem. It's not inherently an Isser Chafza. Isser Dreis could be Isser Chafza. Isser Abban is just I didn't listen to the rabbis. It's a Gavra, you want to call it, and therefore, inasmuch as I thought I was listening to the rabbis, it's a mistake, therefore it's like in the Sivas, then therefore you don't need, therefore it's not Avera, and therefore that's why you can move on, that's why you're going to have to pay. That's the Sivas once in the Mishnah of Halacha. Okay, so there's a Riches Gadol. We pass like Nesivus. Don't pass like Nesivus. There's a Mishnah Berura. Has much money. We don't pass like Nesivus. By Erev is down. So now you're carrying in a Karmelus. So you're doing Issa Derban B'Shegig. So now should we discuss this? Can I get it? You go fix it. Why? Because people are going to be carrying. They don't know what's down. What's the problem? They're carrying B'Shegig. Why have to go ahead and fix it? Maybe it's not Shmoyis. Maybe we don't pass like Nesivus. Like upon him. Definitely, Issa Darbanan B'Shegeg is definitely more kal, and if somebody's over be meitayer, it'll be Issa Darbanan B'Shegeg. So that's only nafka mina, maybe kapi. But otherwise, we're going to consider it a regular day. What?
What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What?
Friday the
table. Yeah, Friday the table. Otherwise, not dam tar. If you weren't table tuna, you're your regular dam leda, regular dam leda, dam idis, whatever. Both of them. Yevshem say just say dam, and also regular. Now, the Gemara brings down a psachim that on the day 40 and 80, that one should be payrish. What's the reason why? So two ma'achim why they perish. Below mem aleph is zachal pe aleph in the keva. What's the reason why to be perish? So the two ma'achim why you have to be perish in on day 41 and day 80. Some rishonim learned that the pshat is that it's you get mixed up between meitari and meitame, therefore they made a break in the action. They say day 41, day 81, you have to be mafsik in order to realize that till now it was meitar, now it's meituma, and that's the reason why you have to. That's the reason why you have to go ahead and be machem day 41 and day 81. The other mahalach is that it's a shkiach to see dam then, and being that shkiach to see dam then, therefore it's like in a vest. And therefore, that's the reason you have to be perished. Now, if Gemina is like the Taz, Bizman Azeh. If the reason is Al-Sivas, so it would apply Bizman Azeh. If the reason is because Tony had you made Tyre, and now you're switching over, and therefore we don't want people to get mixed up. Nowadays, that we're Machma and you made Tyre, it will come out that there will be no Indian to be Machma on day 40 and day 80. So therefore, Taz says, Bizman Azeh, being that we're Machma, you made Tyre. You made Tumah, therefore he says, therefore you do not feel Machma day 41 and day 81, because the whole Iker Siba is because you're switching over, and nowadays not switching over, therefore you're able to go ahead and be Mako. There was a minig also that did not go to the mikvah for the whole during your Meitar. Yeshua came to Shnagar, he told him to take Mem and Zachar, Shman and Keva. But he says it brings out there were those who had such a minig. The others, which are very anti the minig, they say something about Pekarsis, and why should not go to the mikvah? It's something which the Torah is not there. And why should not go ahead and go to the mikvah? What's the Yishuv Olam in terms of what was pshat in that minug? So one reason pshat in that minug is because a person doesn't get mixed up. If you're being margal the whole time and you made tires, and the person's gonna get mixed up, and because of that, we were machmer that they should not go to the mikvah all 40 days or all 80 days in order that a person shouldn't get mixed up. The Levush sounds like a Levush says the Iker Siva Sadav is because since it's carved with a dasa, Adam Mitzum Bam, Shem Shem Yur. It's very common for a lady next to her, his man lady, that you start seeing. You stop. That's what people always ask, like after a lady, how quickly can they do design, can they start designing a kim? So that's them, you can start whenever you want, but you just have to be prepared. It's very possible that you're going to start, stop, and a lot of times you get to day 6 or day 7, and you end up being Seser the Zainikim, because after late, a lot of times it starts and stops. Therefore, Levitz says, being that it's very common that a lady is going to start and stop, so therefore, you know, the Rechim is weaker then, and therefore, because of that Kshash, they didn't want them to, they were noyig not to go to the mikvah the whole 40 days and 80 days. Shevei brings down that he has the chaznish, we have such a minug. He says that, that's not the minug, and it's not really the minug. Shevei brings down Shvus Yaakov, another reason why. If you speak to Shami Pesach, they'll tell you don't go to the mikvah 6 weeks, 8 weeks, they'll tell you you should not go to the mikvah too quickly. No, what's the what do you say? If he says, "Hey, any Pesach," you know, they'll tell you. Okay, no. So, Be'etzem, really, what it's probably coming from is the Shvus Yaakov, which says that maybe it's kedai to wait a while to go to the mikvah. Yared chushal elam, and people really aren't ready to have children right away, and it's just a nice kosher way of birth control. Why they don't go to mikvah 6 months? You know, they don't like the various forms of. Well?
This is not a discussion of gear.
Okay. That's what Shvus Yaakov brings down. Maybe that's what the minig was based from. You know, that's what the minig was based on. In other words, it's a healthy, easy way of.
What's the two reasons?
Healthy, easy way of birth control. Fine. Yeah. If somebody has a miscarriage, so the lach is if you have a miscarriage, teich mem, we're not. Are you asking the what? At what? Say that, but if you're right there. There's no mitzvah to have children if you're not able to handle it. And if you can't handle it, and it's not the.
He's asking, why not do another day of birth control?
What do you say? They don't like the, you know, all various forms of birth control are whatever, not even lahako, but they are, you know, sugya aruchas, benigay each one, benigay hetayim versus not hetayim. There are some, whatever. So therefore, you know, that's the reason why. That's the reason why. What do you say? In terms of mapas, mapas tech mem yoim, you're not choishes of a vlad, but you choishes of shem nida fil erasa. If you choishes take 40 days, it's maya ba'almar. It says, under 40 days, maya ba'alma, which that gets into, you know, the a little bit maya ba'alma, whether it's a shalom abortion, now shalom abortion, take 40 days, shusach yezer, but gets it enough now. Anyhow, so take 40 days, maya ba'alma, you're not choishes of a vlad, but you choishes of shem nida fil erasa. You choishes of nida, even though you didn't see. Why? Because the cloud, Yavshab Sikhab Laydam, we pass him down whenever the cover opens up, there's going to be dam. Therefore, it took 40 days. We always chayshish that it's going to be a lady. How do you count the 40 days? 40 days from what? From when? So the Pesach Shumas Bedayik and Rashi. The Rashi says the 40 days is from the Yom HaTefillah. That if she has a miscarriage, then 40 days Yom HaTefillah. So then already that's considered the 40 days. And you chayshim from the Yom HaTefillah. All the Achronim, the Chavetz Das, all the Achronim jump on the Rashi and say, how can you say it's telling Yom HaTefillah? In the Sugya Vestas, we're going to see much Hashem, that the Gemara says, a lady's only musulakas is only after 3 months. In the first 3 months, a lady does not have the musulakas. It's common in the olden days for a lady to see dam in the first 3 months. And being that those comments see blood in the first 3 months, if you do not have the pregnancy, of the pregnancy, the first 3 months, we'll discuss with the investors whether it's standard tab or not standard tab. It isn't given as an given as we'll discuss with them. It shouldn't be the Vizvani. But therefore, how can you say 4 days from the tefillah? Maybe she's pregnant, and maybe she's pregnant, and she just had a period, and she went to the mikvah. So how in the walk you have 4 days from the tefillah? It should be longer. So the Chaim says a very good question. Chavetz Das is chiluk on it because of that. He said that that's not true. The Chazan Ish says the Cheshbon is talking. Rashi's talking about 40 days of Tefillah. He's just talking about in a case where she's perished beforehand, and we know for sure she's perished 3 months before. Whatever, perished beforehand, and then that's when you Cheshbon. Avada Menastam, you need the Cheshbon from the Yom Tefillah. You always have to be choishes that maybe she saw within. Maybe she's staying within the 3 months, and therefore you'd have to go back, and you have to go ahead and be machmer. The Pesach discussed that lebizman hazeh, that which not shkiach to see during, we don't see a full, seeing a little bit during pregnancy is something which is could be fairly common, but see a full-fledged period, a mamash, a real vest, that bizman hazeh is very, very not shkiach, and therefore the Sheva Levi and others say that bizman hazeh, you would be able to make her to go 40 days from the tefillah, because we'll assume that she saw a full fajria. It's not going to be that she saw a full fajria during the zman when she was pregnant, and therefore halacha ma'aseh at the cheshbon 40 days from the tefillah as opposed to 40 days from the lesbia. What's nafkumin within 40 days or after 40 days? I either way you're talking about Yevshel Pesach HaKeva Leidam. What's Nafkamina? Nafkamina is if it's on a keva, it's you have to be talking for 14 days. Mashen Gain is Yevshel Pesach HaKeva is only going to be 7 days. So, you know, that's going to be the Nafkamina. Either way, you have to wait 5 and 7, right? You have to wait 12. The question is whether it's going to be 12 days and 14 days. You know, that's going to be the Nafkamina. And therefore, if it's under 40, you do not be chayshish for the vlad. If it's more than 40, then you have to go and be chayshish. But the Ashiv is only willing to be samech on the shana teva if you're based on the ultrasound, it's less than 40 days. But if it's based on the ultrasound, it's less than 40 days, then he's willing to be samech on the yom tefillah. But if it's not, then he doesn't want to go so much shana teva. I think the minute gets to be makel that if it's under 40 days from the yom tefillah, we're going to be makel. If it's more than 40 days, then then we're going to be machmer. You say for the community is that you have to be choshen maybe as a keva, and if you choshen the keva, you have to wait 14. You have to wait 7 before you do a hafsek tahara, as opposed to just waiting 5 days.
Like it's not enough. A regular riyah after 40 days.
What do you mean?
After 40 days, people get their period after 40 days. Not choshen to every riyah.
So if you took a pregnancy test, you know she was pregnant. So like this. In terms of, if you took a pregnancy test, you know she was pregnant. If you took ultrasound, you know she was pregnant. That's where it's been a geya. If you know, it's not, the other ladies are right, have long cycles, and then you don't have to be chesed that's the lady. It's only if you knew that she was pregnant. You took a pregnancy test, she was pregnant, then you would have to go ahead and be chesed. Now the mitzvah is that sometimes in terms of taking pregnancy tests, it's not kedai to have it so handy in your house, so a bunch of pregnancy tests. Every time, like, you know, you're off to day 32, your wife's sister taking pregnancy tests, because one in every 4 pregnancies end up in early miscarriage. Like, anytime you have a 36-day period, it was kailut, and then it wasn't really kailut so well. And you have early miscarriage. Therefore, it's not kedai to check the first second after you miss your period, because you know you get excited and then you get disappointed, and therefore it's not kedai to have them. So handy. It's not so recommended to constantly go ahead and check. You know, there is a.
Should have to check before 40. That's this halacha.
I'm choyv to check. That's the halacha. I'm saying just checking before 40. If her period is like 32, I'm trying to push it up a couple of days just because of whatever I'm saying. Now, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Just stop there. Rav Moshe has not the tshuva that there's a lady who's having miscarriages, and the shiloh was it kedai to get pregnant? Whether when it's considered to give miscarriages, is it worth it? Is it not worth it? And Rav Moshe writes that. Rav Moshe writes in Shuvah that the Gemara says that in Sanhedrin, when is a person? This is what time Shira is. If it's like, who is Shira? I know we're fishing. When is a person Zeicha Alam Haba? So one of them is Mishas Klitas Azera, and they Zeicha Talam Haba, the Shama Zeicha Talam Haba. Therefore, Rav Moshe writes that, you know, it's like, you know, a Nechama for somebody to, you know, has a miscarriage, like upon the Shama came down to this world and is able to go to Alam Haba. I would not recommend telling this to your wife if she has a miscarriage. I don't think she'll appreciate it. But maybe tell Stamzi Hashkafa that she'll have it in her mind that maybe she'll shoot Mechanim herself, well, you know, if it ever happens. And the Mitzvah says, everyone, you know, is the average, like we said, 1 every 4 have pregnancies end up in miscarriages. And the Mitzvah says, over, you know, a woman's childbirth, I guess what to call it, whatever the right career, whatever you want to call it, or whatever you want to call it. The Mitzvah is mostly a miscarriage. It's kacha. It's not, you know, but for your wife, it's because you feel like, it's the, you know, it's Chorom Beis HaMikdash, but yeah, I'm saying you have to empathize with her. But yeah, Hakapanim. In terms of if somebody has a miscarriage in terms of Vestis, so regular Vestis pastors definitely don't have, you don't have to worry about the or aflaga, because you know it's not a regular ria, it's just mitzad the miscarriage. It's not considered a regular ria. Ayin abeinus we'll discuss when we get to Vestis, and as the svara ayin abeinus is stam rias 30 days. So do you say pshat is now you're starting over again, or pshat this is not a normal thing? I guess uta yuvizmane, we will discuss that in the proper time. Fine, okay. Okay.